The next patient is Irma Colon Lamboy. Last name is C-O-L-L-O-N. C-O-L-O-N dash L-A-M, like in Mike, B like in Beta, O like in Oscar, Y like in Yankee. First name, Irma, I-R-M-A. This is the clinical case of a 62-year-old Hispanic female that we have the opportunity to follow in this clinic because of the presence of CKD stage 5, period. We did not have the opportunity to do a kidney biopsy in order to investigate the reason for this CKD, period. The patient has a case that is accelerated arteriosclerosis associated to hypertension and hyperlipidemia. The patient has been very difficult to control the blood pressure. Period. She was recently admitted to the hospital because of weakness in the left side of the face that is associated to Bell's palsy. Even though the CT scan show in the right parietotemporal area changes suggestive of ischemia, the patient doesn't have any weakness in a different part of the body. The vascular studies were also negative. During the hospital stay, this patient had evaluation of the kidney function. The creatinine remains to be 3.58, and this was on February the 7th of 2023. The estimated GFR is 14. The patient has iron saturation of 25%. Immunofixation is negative. Kappa lambda ratio is negative. The patient has a vitamin B12 of 378. The ferritin is 110. Unfortunately, we don't have a proteinuria. The ANA is positive with a rheumatoid factor that is negative with a hepatitis profile that was non-reactive. And the patient has a hemoglobin of 10.4. Period. The patient is stage 5. According to the determinations in the past, she has minimal proteinuria. However, we know that this patient is going to need a renal replacement therapy. For that reason, we wrote a letter to the primary doctor, Smith, with the idea for her to refer Mrs. Colon, C-O-L-O-N, to do a vascular venous mapping on the upper extremities, an appointment with a vascular surgeon in order to prepare her for hemodialysis. The patient didn't like the idea, as expected. However, we have to confront the reality. Number two, hypertension that is way out of control. The patient is not taking the medications that I prescribe. At this point, the prescription is going to be labetalol 300 milligrams PO 2 times a day, Bumetanide, 1 milligram every other day, comma, nifedipine, 30 milligrams PO daily. Following number, coronary artery disease. The patient is without any cardiologist. This is for Dr. Smith to make a referral to a cardiologist as requested by the insurance. Following number, peripheral vascular disease. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, hyperlipidemia treated with the administration of statins. Following number, anemia related to CKD. Following number, Bell's palsy with the left face paralysis that is trying to recover. Following number, hyperuricemia on euloric. Following number, hyperphosphatemia. Paragraph, we invested 15 minutes reviewing the referral and the admission to a hospital. In the face-to-face and writing the letter to the primary, 25 minutes, and the documentation, 7 minutes. The patient was with the family member, and we explained the whole clinical picture.